This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Book the Pod!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast, which means it's a podcast about your 2018 Stanley Cup champions. Thank you all for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Facebook, and YouTube. Well, I hope everyone had a very Merry Christmas. I hope everyone's ready for the new year. 2022 is a mere few days away, and the NHL are actually going to be playing some hockey coming up. The season has paused. Obviously, the NHL listens to our show because we talked about there being a pause and taxi squads and all that kind of good stuff. And since our last show, that has now happened. So joining me as always to talk all about it, he's not the Grinch. He didn't steal Christmas. Coach Dan, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Why did you have to specify that I'm not the Grinch?
I don't know. I was just thinking. And I'm like, I got to intro him somehow. I'm going to incorporate the holidays. So yeah, you're not the Grinch.
No, I am not.
No. Did you have a good Christmas?
But, you know, I did. Mine was good. Kept nice and easy, you know, with everything going on. Just had my family over. We did with the Mrs. family earlier, the prior week, because her brother was able to come up. Yeah, it was a good Christmas. I don't know if I got any, like, Caps-related stuff to talk about, but, you know. I got some cool stuff. I got my sister got me an AFC Richmond scarf, which I'm guessing you haven't watched Ted Lasso, so you may not get that reference. But I did get that, which is pretty cool. What about you? How was your Christmas? Were you at the beach?
Yeah. I was at the beach in Ocean City, Maryland. Best time of year to come down here. This place is empty. No one's in town, so it's pretty deserted, which I love. So it was good, though. I got this awesome Baltimore Clippers t-shirt that I'm wearing today. Gotta go back old school with the Baltimore hockey. Love doing that. And of course, my girlfriend got me tickets to see the Caps earlier in the year for Christmas as my Christmas gift for the special t-shirt night, holiday t-shirt night. But let's talk a little bit. We're going to do something a little different than we normally do with this show. I guess we're going to start off with around the NHL. Let's do that. Only way we're going to talk about the Caps is talk about what has happened recently with the NHL. So everybody, here we go. Let's go around the NHL. All right, everybody, here we go. We're starting off the show here with around the NHL. Since we talked last, the season had to have a pause due to the fact that COVID and the Omicron variant is just running rampant around the NHL. The entire league has been affected. International travel had to shut down for a little bit here with the NHL. But to tell us all about what's been going on, Coach Dan, tell us, what is going on around the NHL?
With the league sort of on pause, part of it being the winter break, but then also with the rising cases of COVID going up, that the league decided it was going to start that winter break a little bit early. So there wasn't like a ton of news in terms of different things happening, but there was a good amount of stuff that came up in regards to COVID. So you had the NHL and the NHL Players Association. They came to an agreement to bring back the taxi squads in order to provide teams with readily available players that the teams can recall. And really the purpose of this is to maximize the chances that teams will be able to play shorthanded or have, teams won't have to play shorthanded and the games won't have to be postponed anymore due to the pandemic. You know, like you said, we talked about this last week and it made sense to bring it back. I think it's a great move. The interesting thing about the taxi squads, though, is that they're temporary. So you'll be able to have them starting on the 26th of December through the team's final game prior to the at the moment, scheduled dates for the 2022 All-Star break. So they're not throughout the rest of the season. They're just until that point. After their final game, before the All-Star break, the taxi squad will then go away, and the teams will have to decide whether they're going to recall or reassign the players that were assigned to their taxi squad. Now, on that note, so you get six taxis, because this is the whole thing we're going to talk about, but you get six players on your taxi squad. But you can't necessarily just plug them in where you want. You still have to recall them onto your team or reassign them to your taxi squad.
Now, do they have to go through, like, waivers or that horrible thing? Okay.
So the goal of this is merely, I think it's to alleviate travel more so than anything else. So, you know, the Caps are close to Hershey, so it's easier for them to be able to pull in a player from the minor leagues if they need to due to injury or COVID or whatever the case may be. But not every team has their minor league team that close. So this makes complete sense to be able to be like, look, I need this player to play tonight. We're going to put him on waivers. It says all such assignments will be subject to waiver requirements as applicable. No individual player may spend more than 20 cumulative days on the taxi squad during the temporary formation period. So there's some interesting rules that they've put in place in regards to taxi squad. Players that are on the taxi squad will be allowed to travel and practice with the NHL teams, even though they're not technically on the roster.
Right.
But they can only play in an NHL game if they're recalled and placed on the NHL's active roster. So you can't, like, you have to be able to put someone on IR or on the COVID list to be able to have one of these guys on the, be able to play in a game. And it has to be no later than 5 o'clock of that day. So that's the big thing in terms of, now this is the NHL and the Player Association. They've agreed to this.
Mm-hmm.
The NHL and the Player Association have also agreed that they are not going to be sending NHL players to the Olympics. A number of players are not very happy about this. And guys like Connor McDavid, and even though he's a douche, Brad Marchand, have publicly spoken about it, while others have made comments here and there. McDavid thought it should be up to the players. Marchand thought it should be up to the players, and they should make, be able to make the determination as to whether they feel it's safe or not. Now, the NHLPA's executive director, Don Fair, he came out and issued the this following statement earlier today regarding players not going to the Olympics. He said, since the CBA extension was reached 17 months ago, NHL players have looked forward with great anticipation to once again participating in the Winter Olympics. Until very recently, we seem to be on a clear path to go to Beijing. COVID-19 has unfortunately intervened, forcing dozens of games to be postponed this month alone. No matter how much we wish it were not the case, we need to utilize the Olympic period to reschedule these games. Which I thought was interesting that the guy, the executive director of the Players Association, would talk about rescheduling the games.
Right.
And we're like, I feel like the NHL would say that. But either way, he went on to say, certainly the players and hockey fans are quite disappointed. That's true. But playing a full 82-game season this year, something the pandemic has prevented us from doing since the 2018-2019 season, is very important. We expect that NHL players will return to the Olympics in 2026. One, 2026 sounds so far away, even though it's just 4 years from now.
Right.
But that sounds like it's a lifetime into the future. But the interesting thing I thought was that Marchand and McDavid and other players said, like, you know, it should be up to the players. The interesting thing to take away from this in terms of, like, whose decision it should be, and, you know, players are not worried about not getting paid. Like, well, probably not. They make enough money as it is. But if you test positive while you're over there, you may be essentially, quote unquote, stuck in China for 3 to 5 weeks.
Yeah.
So as I can see why owners and coaches and general managers, you know, NHL teams are like, no, we're not risking potentially missing the playoffs and revenue because of this. But I also can see why players are upset. I can see why they're like, you know what? This is a great opportunity for us to for me to represent my country. Something as amazing as the Olympics, and they're not being allowed to do that. And I understand both sides of it. It's just the whole situation just sucks.
I understand both sides of it as well, and the NHL not sending players over, I'm extremely bummed about. You know how much I love international hockey, but I also completely understand this is a whole new situation that we're living through. COVID changes day to day. Omicron, I mean, came in, you know, crazy numbers have been going up just in, like, our state in Maryland alone. The numbers are the highest they've been since January of 2021, and they're the highest they've been in the entire pandemic. So I completely understand. I don't understand guys like Brad Marchand and those guys coming out now. Like, you knew this was being discussed. Now you're gonna say, oh, I really wanted to go. Couldn't you have said that before the decision was made?
Probably. But I'm not surprised that players have come out and had things to say, and I think it makes complete sense in terms of them being upset about it. They wish they had the opportunity.
Was this Ovechkin's last shot to get a gold medal? Because 4 years down the road,
let me answer that question really easily. No, because he was never going to get. Or actually, let me. I don't know. Like, yes and no, because Russia was never going to win the gold anyways. So, like,
Well, yeah, because they're up.
It doesn't
the
really
USA,
matter.
So.
I mean, they're not good enough. They don't have enough quality. I mean, that's not fair. They could have been. I don't see Russia being as good as Canada.
But they're. I mean, at this now that the NHL is not going, Russia has to be the number one gold medal contender.
Yeah, but at that point, who cares? See, and that sounded meaner than I intended. But what I mean is, you don't care to the extent that you did before. The collective view, or normal, people aren't going to care about the hockey version of the Olympics as much as they necessarily did before, because it's probably not true. There'll be some people it's amateurs playing, and that makes it better because it's really, we can really see who's got the best. I was like, well, yeah, but also no.
Yeah.
You want to go and you want to see some of the best players in the world. And this is not an all-star game where they're just going through the motions. This is legit. People want to win this thing. They want to get a gold medal, and they're going to go all out. And so for NHL players to not go, it diminishes the quality of the hockey game in the Olympics. And that's just a reality of the situation. But I get it. You know, it's putting what you personally want over the team from a player's perspective. But it sucks because everything was going perfect for them to be, well, more or less perfect in reality of the real world. In terms of them being able to go, and they're just not going to be able to go now.
Yeah.
And, I wonder if there's going to be a player that's going to be like, well, I'm doing it anyways. I don't foresee that happening because I think the risk in terms of what they would potentially lose out on and what they potentially do to their contract status. I mean, obviously you get suspended. And most of them aren't going to care about getting paid, the guys that would really be getting to go. You know, some of these guys that were planning vacations are probably aw.
Right.
I was going to get some nice time off. But who's trying to travel right now anyways?
I mean, Ovi was really enjoying his pause to the season. He was down in Miami partying it up this past week.
So I was supposed to be in Miami this past week.
Really?
I go away every winter, usually for a week with my extended family. And Miami was going to be the spot. We're going to go to Miami Beach for the week and hang out. And then we were nope, COVID's still a thing. Screw that plan.
I don't know. The Ovies seem to be having a good time.
The Ovies?
The Ovies.
No, of course they're having a great time. But I think right now what we're looking at in terms of, I think the NHL and the Players Association have made the right call, even though the players are going to be upset about it, because at some point it does come down to health related reasons. And I don't think that if you're essentially paying people very well in the real world, right? Some of these players are not paid as well as others. Ovechkin makes, $10 million a year, something along those lines. And then the lowest paid player on the Caps is, hundreds of thousands. You're still making a lot of money, and you're doing very well for yourself. Obviously, your agent gets some of that, your manager, blah, 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 those kind of things. You're still doing a good job. You're still making a lot of cash. So that's not really going to hurt you if you miss a couple games because you've been out. But as an owner, as a general manager, I've signed you to a contract. You've made a commitment to be a part of this team and to play in every game or in every game you can. Injuries, things have come up. And so to lose them for 3 to 5 weeks because you test positive, I can understand from a organization point of view why you would say it to, you tell players, I'm sorry, no.
Yeah.
We're not taking this risk. We've made a investment in you. And it does come down to money, but that's also reality. It's not a kid's game at this level. It's just not anymore. There are revenue aspects of it. And any player that's like, oh, well, the owners are greedy, so are you guys. That's why you're getting paid millions of dollars, because you've worked hard to get to that point. But you're not exactly taking chump change to play. Okay, yeah, you put your bodies on the line every night when you go out and play, and you're definitely beat up more than I am in terms of, I don't put my body on the line necessarily going to work every day. Brandon, I'm sure you do.
Sure.
But I don't. I mean, that's a reality, right? And so they're paid well. They're paid what they're worth in terms of the sport. But teams have made an investment. Owners have made an investment in players, and unfortunately, it's the reality of the situation, and the whole thing just sucks, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, and COVID is the deciding factor right now. I mean, it's unfortunate and it sucks, but that is the world we live in. This is, you know, there was a pre-COVID world and now there's a post-COVID world. We're still kind of somewhere in the middle, but that post-COVID world is the one where it's, all right, the deciding factor is what's safe. And I mean, everyone going into this season knew that if there were delays or cancellations or pauses or whatever, that 2-week period of that break was going to get gobbled up by that. I mean, that's just the reality of this season. It's very unfortunate that this is what's going on. So, but it is what it is. We're kind of, as fans, we're kind of stuck and we have to accept that. And it's unfortunate, but that's why these guys paused the season to figure things out, to get things going. And I mean, we can talk about it if you want now, but look at the Capitals team and how many players are missing from this lineup. Mm-hmm. They're coming back from a pause and they have more players out now than they did before the pause.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reality of the way cases are going right now, both in you know, Maryland and the district, I'm sure in Virginia and a lot of places, the number of cases are going up. Now, there's also the holidays. People are getting together. We've had a lot of our mandates have been lax, so less masking indoors, which then, given that Omicron, which, you know, we're not here for a medical debate, but it sounds like this variant, while it's not as deadly or as dangerous, especially for those of us that are vaccinated, it spreads incredibly quickly. It's highly contagious. We don't know what's going to come up. And so I think they have to make the best decision possible, which is to protect the players. I mean, you look at the Caps. They've got Vanacek. This was Samantha Pell had posted this the other day on Twitter, but Samantha Pell of the Washington Post. Vanacek, Jensen, Favari, Chalosky, Sprong, and Schultz have all entered COVID protocols. Sprong and Schultz were on the 21st. Jensen was on the 23rd, and everybody else was on the 24th.
I also thought it was very smart of these guys that even though there was a pause, these guys were still getting tested every day. So Jensen on the 23rd and everyone else on the 24th got tested means if they tested positive on Christmas Eve, that they're actually going to be able to come off of the COVID list earlier than if they would not have been tested during the pause and just got tested on the first day back, the 27th. So 24th means
the 27th. When is the next game?
The next game is on the 29th, as of right now.
It's not on the website.
So did it get
I can't
pulled?
Find anything saying that it got postponed, but it's off the website.
That's interesting.
Now, it could just be the website's messed up. You know, 3 days ago, they talked about the Caps Senators game, which was supposed to be on the 27th. Was supposed to be. I don't know if the website's messed up or what. Let me check Caps PR on Twitter.
There was also supposed to be a game on New Year's Eve as well, and that's missing.
And I think they're in January.
All the games are gone till the January 20th.
So I think the website's messed up. That can't be the case. They're not shutting down for a month. They definitely wouldn't have done that before announcing it. So I think the website's messed up. But I thought that was weird because I just saw that. I was like, huh? Well, the easy thing to do is check another team's website.
Yeah. Well, they were supposed to be up
against
Nashville,
right? That
used to
be a lot easier to do, by the way, in the old days. Now it's way harder to like jump around to different teams. Oh, wait. No, it's not. It's actually really easy now that I figured out where to put it. Hang on, I'm going to check the Sabres. For whatever reason, that was the first one that came up. Oh, it's all NHL, so if someone messed up, it might have messed the whole thing up. Hang on, I'm checking their calendar.
That's interesting.
Yeah, they don't have anything on their calendar either until the 20th. Weird. Dude, some intern, like, clicked the wrong thing and is right now, like, at the NHL offices panicking, trying to, like, hit undo. He's hitting Control-Z real hard right now, trying to fix whatever he just screwed up.
If you go to NHL.com/schedule, it says no games are scheduled for any date.
Oh, yeah. Somebody screwed up.
Oh. They're all like that. So looking at the Bruins, oh, dude,
I think somebody screwed up the website. But, yeah, let's keep an eye on that as we keep going. I'm just seeing right now the Hockey News is reporting at the Hockey News on Twitter that Hockey Canada has announced that the rivalry series between Canada and USA women's national teams has been canceled due to COVID-19.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. And it looks like, yeah, there's a lot of things. So more to come on that. But I was looking at going back to the Caps and have players they've had out. They've recalled Michael Kempney. They've recalled Phoenix Copley from Hershey right now is depleted. They recalled defenseman Lucas Johansson and Alex Alexiev, as well as they recalled Brett Leeson. They did end up sending Michael Scarbosa. They put him on waivers today, that being Tuesday. But if you look at the lines as posted by JJ Reagan on Twitter, you've got the first line is Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, Wilson. You're like, all right, that makes sense. Second line, Sheary, Backstrom, Protas. You're like, all right, it's interesting. Third line, McMichael, Eller, Hathaway. Fourth line is Hagelin, Dowd, Leeson. I'm like, okay, that's not bad. And they've been able to get away with that so far. Defense is Orlov, Carlson, Kempney, Van Riemsdyk, Alexiev, Irwin. Like, we thought they were depleted on offense. They're definitely depleted on defense right now. You got no Schultz. You've got no Jensen and no Favari. And your other backup, Cholowski. I don't actually know how to say his name. sorry, dude. They're all out. They're all out right now. So, and we don't even know what's going on with these freaking games because the schedule's all crazy. And then there's being reported, let's see, about an hour ago that some Canadian teams, their home games in early January are going to be postponed pending schedule shuffling. So maybe that's what's going on right now. They're shifting a bunch of stuff around. Who are the Caps supposed to be playing on Wednesday? I don't remember.
The Caps PR just put the Capitals away game versus Montreal, originally scheduled for January 4th, is being postponed.
Yeah.
So I think something's going on with the schedule right now.
You think they're like shifting? Weren't we supposed to be playing the Flyers? That's probably not right. Yeah. So something's going on. Be it they're changing the schedule or some intern screwed up the schedule.
No, I think they're redoing the entire schedule.
Well, at least through January 20th, because those are still on there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. More on that as it breaks. But yeah, I mean, having a little break wouldn't be the worst thing. Some of these guys can get healthy. You know, countries, U.S., Canada can get at least different areas, because unfortunately that's what it's come to. But different areas will have an opportunity to kind of settle into dealing with Omicron, and hopefully it gets better pretty quickly so that way things can get back to normal.
Well, as normal as it can, but yeah. What do you think this means for Michael Kempney? I mean, this has to be a good feeling for him. For him to be sent down to the AHL Hershey, kind of figure out how to play again, for him to be able to come back on the taxi squad. I mean, he's got to view this as a big opportunity to make it back up to the NHL level.
Not even come back on the taxi squad, but he's playing if there was a game.
Yeah.
Like, that's happening. So get ready, buddy. No, I mean, I think it's, you know, he's working to get back and play at the NHL level. I think it made sense that they brought him in, unless he was going to be, you know, unless he's been playing really poorly.
Well, this is what you kind of want on a taxi squad as well, right? You want guys that are sort of veterans that can pick up and play at each point. You don't want guys kind of like Alex Alexiev on your taxi squad, because you want them to play even at the AHL level. You don't want them sitting in the press box for a month and a half stunting their growth. You want them to be on the ice. So I think the taxi squad's kind of perfect for Kempney.
Well, yeah, but it looks like he's going to be playing. Like, it makes sense because you're not exactly, like you said, stunting anybody's growth. I mean, I don't know if you're going to miss too many games.
Yeah, the fact that this is only up and through, it's right now, up through mid-February.
Was that when the All-Star break was supposed to be?
Yeah, the Olympics were supposed to start February 4th. So I think it's those first 2 weeks in February.
First full 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Right now the schedule has them, assuming this is the right schedule, has at Pittsburgh on the 1st. Home against Edmonton on Wednesday the 2nd, and then no game until the 24th against the Rangers. No, wait. That was supposed to be the Olympics?
Correct.
So when was the All-Star game? Or was it the same time?
It was right after.
Oh, I see. Okay, I got you. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. That's why it's like almost 3 weeks.
Right.
Okay, I got you. So, I'm dumb. Moving on.
Yeah, I think opening ceremonies was February 4th. Closing was February 18th.
So then they would go right to the Olympics to the All-Star game?
Correct.
Dude, they would not have cared at all about the All-Star game.
Not even a little.
It would have been two guys just passing the puck back and forth down the ice during the actual games.
Yeah.
You take it. I'm tired.
Best thing they ever did was...
Oh, man, I kind of wanted to see that now. That would have been funny.
Best thing they ever did with the All-Star break was the draft on Friday night, where Ovi just got trashed. that was the best All-Star break ever in the history of the NHL, where it was just a bunch of guys hanging out, drinking beer, and then Ovi asking to get picked last.
That one, that one will live for a very long time in people's memory.
Correct. It was great.
That was very Ovechkin of him. Let's put it that way.
Now, looking at the practice lines that you talked about,
they did
earlier,
change from yesterday. So, and who knows when the next game is? So they're obviously going to change again.
Right, but as of right now, look down the center of all four lines. For the first time this season, we have all four centers in the lineup where they're supposed to be.
That's true.
Now, what does that mean for this lineup? The fact that all four guys are healthy, that they're all where they're supposed to be. I mean, this, I know this is all about the season of change and having to get used to who you're playing with that night, but that this has to feel good for this team to know that the center lineup is exactly as it should be.
I mean, it doesn't hurt. It definitely helps this team or any team to have your top four centers playing. And like we said, like you said, they haven't had this at all this season. So having those guys in there, it allows them to kind of settle into their roles and allows the players on each side of them to be able to just do what they need to do to be productive. But you're not having someone like when they used to slide Oshie into the center spot, which I don't think helped the team overall. When you have your four guys, everyone else can focus on what they need to do. And that just helps the team, you know, going forward. Yeah, there's a little bit less chemistry when you're constantly moving people around, and that doesn't necessarily help. But as we've seen, Laviolette can move guys around in the middle of games. So I don't think chemistry is necessarily something that he's overly worried about.
Right.
You know, I think he just likes to have guy, if something's not working, he's like, you know what, screw it. We're going to try something else. We're going to shake it up. We're going to see if we can find something that's going to work right now. And it might just be to shake it up during a game, and then they go back to what they had, you know, at the next practice. So having, I think, the four centers is great. And I think the fact this team has been able to continue producing while shifting guys all over the lineup is just even more credit to, I would say, most of the coaching staff. Blaine Forsythe with the power play and the PK, he's got some work to do.
So Oshie, he should be coming back pretty soon. I think he got a COVID positive test the same day as Backstrom. So with Backstrom coming back already, I mean, I would hope that, because they both tested positive on the same day, I don't know. Oshie may still be testing positive. We don't know. But I would hope Oshie would be back either tomorrow or the day after, as long as he's, you know, has a negative test. But with Backstrom being back in, I think that's got to be a sign that Oshie's got to be soon thereafter.
Yeah. I think we're going to have a couple more players. And you talked about, like, these guys that are on, that just went on to the, like, Sprong and Schultz. I wouldn't be surprised if they were back, especially, maybe not for tomorrow's game, but with the CDC, they just changed the rules in terms of if you're vaccinated and you test positive, it's only like 5 days.
I think it's if you're vaccinated, if you test positive and you're asymptomatic,
yes, yeah,
it's
yeah,
5 days.
So there's so many words as a result of the pandemic that we've all learned
I know.
To use now.
Quarantine.
First it was furlough. Then it was
not
quarantine.
A good word.
Now
that's a bad word.
Yeah, now it's, I didn't say there were good words. Now, I don't think I did. Now it's asymptomatic. So that needs to be like the furlough is like the word of 2020. 2021 is probably asymptomatic.
Wasn't the World Juniors game supposed to be at 4:30? Why isn't that on?
Oh, no. The World Juniors U.S. game, they forfeited because someone tested positive.
What? No.
Yeah.
Really?
I saw that a little bit ago.
You're kidding.
Mm-mm.
I did not see that.
Breaking. This is as of 3 hours ago from the IIHF. USA Hockey has forfeited their game against Swiss Ice Hockey. To the Swiss? That's unfortunate. Due to a mandated team quarantine following a positive test result of two of its players.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. That's probably not good. So, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, we'll
I was already.
This is it's getting interesting, folks. Yeah, a lot of games are going to get shuffled around. I wouldn't be surprised. Part of me wouldn't be surprised if they canceled the All-Star break and use that as an opportunity to do makeup games.
Too much money. Too much money in there because that's what they promised Turner when they signed up for their TV deal.
So what about this? What if the NHL went to a thing like the NFL does, where you have your all-star thing after the end of the season?
I mean, I'd be fine with that.
I guess the difference is the NFL, it's only like a month later from the end of the season, like a month and a week, right? Last regular season games are right around end of December, first week of January, and the Super Bowl is usually, what, the first week of February. I think they should do that. They should have the all-star game at the end of the season. Also, it really should be the skills competitions because no one cares about the stupid game.
Yeah, skills competition is fun. I still can't believe that the U.S. tested positive and they have to forfeit. Like, that seems kind of – that seems a little unfair. You have to forfeit the game. You can't just make it up. Because that could definitely – if they are down a couple points, that could affect how the rest of the tournament goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think, you know, that same thing could happen – in the playoffs, you know, you could be going into the Stanley Cup Finals and suddenly you lose a couple of people because of a positive test. But I wouldn't be surprised if over, you know, this happens every winter where cases go up just because people are getting together and it's getting colder out. And, you know, until we really have a better handle on it and at some point even a vaccine that can fully protect you from it in every way, shape, or form.
I mean, we saw this at the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes... there was potential of him not being able to play in the Super Bowl because they had a barber come in who tested positive that had, like, I think it was, what, two or three people before Patrick Mahomes when the test came back. So they were like, all right, everybody get out of the room. So, I mean, we definitely could see this many years going forward, but this is bad. I had no idea that they canceled the World Juniors game today. That's crazy. We know that the IIHF has also canceled some tournaments in January, but, you know, I know a lot of people were really upset about that, but it's because of stuff like this. Here they are, they're taking all the precautions they can. Teams quarantined for 2 weeks before the tournament began. They're not meeting with the media. They're staying in team hotels or whatever, and somebody still pops a positive COVID test, and now a team has to quarantine, and they're going to be missing a game, if not more games than they would normally. I mean, no offense against Switzerland, but that probably would have been a win for the U.S. probably. But this is really unfortunate. This really sucks, but this is why they canceled the tournaments in January. I think it was two men's tournaments and the women's World Juniors. And like you, I think you said already, they canceled the rest of the MyY Tour as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they canceled that as, I mean, this is what we got to do right now, unfortunately. You know, it's disappointing, but it seems like it's the safest thing to do right now, given the uncertainty. We're still learning more about this new variant. I mean, reports right now seem to be that it's not as bad, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Anything else we should cover here? I mean, we really can't even discuss upcoming games because we don't know when the next upcoming game will be.
Well, according to the website, it's January 20th.
Yeah, so this is crazy, dude.
Yeah, I think something's messed up with the website.
No, I don't think something's messed up. I think they're figuring stuff out right now. I think they're canceling games, and they're going, I bet you, dude, we are paused for another month.
You think they're shut down for a month? Good luck rescheduling those games.
Well, think about it. Usually this stuff lasts for like 2 weeks. I think, you know what they're probably going to do? They're going to play the Winter Classic and then shut down the rest until January 20th. All the other teams will be shut down except for that game.
I mean, I go to ESPN, and it's showing games. Caps playing Predators. That's who we're playing. That's showing that game is happening.
Yeah, that's why we looked up Nashville.
No, dude, I think it's the NHL's website. Oh, well, it's got a bunch of games postponed. Oh, because they're playing. No, that's not a Canadian team. No, where's that one? Well, it's got a bunch of games going on tomorrow. But it's also ESPN, they might not like. That's pretty bad if they like mess with the website before making an announcement.
I do like their schedule layout, though, more than the NHL website. This is nice. They got the W's and the L's and the goalies and the top performers all listed. This is it's not too shabby.
Which one are you looking at?
The ESPN schedule.
I don't see goalies or anything. I'm looking at Wednesday.
I'm just looking at the regular season.
Oh, I'm looking at scores, not schedule. I'm dumb. That's why.
Yeah, so right now the Capitals have to make up a game against Philly, a game against New York, a game against Ottawa, and now a game January 4th against Montreal.
I think it's something with the NHL website's messed up because, I mean, they're still talking on Twitter about players getting recalled. That are, like, the Canadians just recalled a guy. He's going to be making his NHL debut tonight at Tampa. I think his NHL website's messed up.
All right, well, this will be a historical episode of What the Puck as we see things unfold as it's happening.
Yeah, right? Well, we usually don't record this early during the day.
What else should we talk about here in Caps World?
Well, the only other little bit of news is unfortunate. As we learned, what was it? Oh, it must have been maybe yesterday. That
it was on the 26th. Yeah,
that, that Ovi the Bulldog passed away at the age of 12. When they used to live in this area, they would be at Caps games all the time. Ovi would be out there. He's met with a bunch of the different players, which was pretty cool. So we found out on his official Twitter page. And then Ovi's parents said, if you would like to honor him, you can consider supporting some of his favorite causes, those being the Washington Ice Dogs, which is an organization that gives children and adults with developmental disabilities a chance to play hockey. You can go to WashingtonIceDogs.org. You got Road Dogs and Rescue, an organization that rescues bulldogs in the Los Angeles area. Go to RoadDogsAndRescue.org. And the Tyler Robinson Foundation, which helps with unforeseen costs of childhood cancer. You can go to pawkeedogs.com/collections/bark-swag.
Yeah, I saw this news on the 26th, and this was such a bummer. Ovi the Bulldog has been an absolute staple of Caps fandom for 12 years. Like you said, he'd be outside of all of the home games. He made his way inside with a couple different charities. When they moved out to California, he would go to Sharks games and Kings games when the Caps played. When the Caps went on the Stanley Cup run, Ovi and his dad drove cross country to be here for the home games. I have a big regret that I never got to meet Ovi the Bulldog. I used to have a bulldog myself. She was a Scotty Bulldog mix. And absolutely loved seeing all of the victory cookies and everything that Ovi the Bulldog would get when the Caps played. Definitely a dog with a lot of personality, and this was a real bummer. And like Coach said, there are a couple different organizations if you would like to honor Ovi and support some of the causes that him and his family supported. The Tyler Robinson Foundation, I donated to that one. And if you go to that link, pawkeyhockeys.com/collections/bark-swag, I donated. It was a t-shirt with Bark Andre Fleury and Ovi the Bulldog and two other hockey dogs crossing Abbey Road. And it says, I think it says, Paul, you need is love. And I think it's about $26. And you purchase one of those t-shirts and they actually donate that to a kid with cancer. So that's the one I did in the memory of Ovi. He was a great dog. His sister Safi Bean is still on Twitter, and parents said that Safi's doesn't really know what's going on, and she's kind of like keeps going up to his bed. So it's never easy to lose a pet. Pets are pretty much a part of your family. So we're thinking of Ovi the Bulldog's parents, and we're definitely thinking of them. They're in our thoughts and prayers. This is never an easy thing to go through, but Ovi was very loved. Ovi was a great dog, and he will definitely be missed.
Well said.
So, is that it for Caps World?
I think that's it for Caps World and going around the NHL.
All right, so that's it for this part of the show. We're actually going to end the show with Down on the Farm. All right, everybody, here we go. We're going down on the farm. We are talking Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays. Coach Dan, what's going on down on the farm?
Well, let's start in Hershey, where the Bears went 1-1 with a win over Wilkes-Barre Scranton and a loss to Lehigh Valley. They also had a game against Lehigh Valley that was postponed. But the Bears are currently fourth in the Atlantic Division with 29 points, four back of first-place Springfield. They'll be back at it on Wednesday, hosting Wilkes-Barre Scranton at the Giant Center, before hosting Bridgeport on Sunday. Now, down in South Carolina, the Stingrays' losing streak continues after a 3-1 loss to Jacksonville on Sunday. They are currently last in the South Division with 20 points, 16 points back of first-place Jacksonville.
Uh-oh.
They'll try and turn things around on Wednesday. They're only a couple points from like the middle of the pack, I think. But it's not looking great in South Carolina right now for the Stingrays. Now they'll try and turn things around on Wednesday at Jacksonville before three games over the weekend, starting on Friday at Orlando, Saturday at Jacksonville, and then closing out the weekend hosting Jacksonville at the North Charleston Coliseum on Sunday. In other minor league news, the AHL's Laval Rocket have signed former Capital and Stanley Cup winner Devontae Smith-Pelly to a PTO.
All right, DSP, way to go.
So he's back playing hockey. Hopefully things work out for him and he gets a deal at the AHL or NHL level.
Was he in the KHL for a little bit?
I think he was for a little bit. He was over in Europe. I don't know specifically where.
Okay.
But he was over there playing for a bit.
Gotcha. I kind of remember that, but it's good to see him back in the States.
Isn't Laval in Canada?
It's good to see him playing in the States. Sometimes.
That's what's going on down on the farm.
All right. Well, hey, if you want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan, talking all kinds of Capitals-related stuff when I have a chance, when things are actually happening. You can also find me on there talking about Arsenal Football Club, the Bills, big win over the Patriots. Suck it, Ryan. As well as Washington Football Team and how terrible, given they did have a lot of COVID cases, but man, they're bad this season. You find me also talking about other sports on there and as things come up. That's finding me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. But hey, if you've enjoyed the show, go ahead and check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. It's where we post when new shows are coming out, as well as all sorts of things related to the Washington Capitals, the Hershey Bears, South Carolina Stingrays, the Hershey Cubs from time to time. I would imagine Bruce is probably not as involved with the Cubs now as he was before.
He's just the money man.
I mean, he's doing pretty well at the moment up there in Vancouver.
Yeah, Bruce, there it is, right?
Right. He doesn't like that, though, which actually makes it even funnier.
Yeah.
Okay, so according to the standings, they have not. No one's played any games. Something's wrong with the NHL website. Let me go back to ESPN so I can see what the standings are. Something's definitely wrong with the NHL website right now. And it's probably because they're shifting things around that they're like, reset. Let's see, where are we? Where's Vancouver? So they're currently still second to last in the Pacific, but they're at 30 points. I think they've won their last six, which I believe is since Boudreaux took over. So they're definitely on the upward swing. They are, what, three games out of the middle of the pack? So let me see it in terms of, can I see how that works for the wild card? There it is. They are, yeah, 6 points out of the wild card spot. So Vancouver is very much back in it. Just got to keep winning. But yeah, somehow that was finding us on Facebook at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. But Brandon, if people wanted to follow a purple-clad team based out of Baltimore and they want to listen to a specific podcast that talks all about them, is there one they should check out?
Yeah, you can check out my Baltimore Ravens podcast called The Call. You should probably do it in the next 2 weeks because they're probably the only shows we're going to have until next August, because this team is going to have a hard time getting into the playoffs, but we'll talk you through it, talk all about it. So if you want to check out my podcast called The Call, you can listen to it wherever you listen to this show. But me and my buddy Josh get together each week and we discuss what is going on with the Baltimore Ravens. Now, this show we do for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Facebook, and YouTube. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Write us an Apple Podcast review, rate us on Spotify, and then let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Twitch and TikTok. Anywhere you're social on the web or with your phone, say, I'm a Washington Capitals fan. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. So let's go over the games, maybe, until we talk again. Not really sure.
Who knows what they are?
I don't know what channel. If you have ESPN Plus, you can view all of these games. That's at least what ESPN is telling me. But on Wednesday, December 29th, the Capitals will be at home up against the Predators, up against Nashville, and that game is at 7 o'clock. Then the Caps will travel to Detroit for a game on New Year's Eve at 7:30. 7:30 on New Year's Eve? That's weird.
Where, that game's in Detroit?
New Year's in Detroit? Aren't games on New Year's Eve usually like midday?
Not necessarily. I think the Caps typically have had one earlier in the day, but not necessarily. And that one's not – that makes sense because Detroit, I think, is one of those that does 7:30 start times versus 7 o'clock.
Yeah, but, I mean, that game goes to, like, 9:30. So you're probably already at a – well, not now because of COVID, but you might be at a party. But who knows? And then Caps have the New Year's Day or New Year's Day off. They get to watch the Winter Classic and then get ready for Sunday, January 2nd, back home in D.C. up against the Devils. And that game is at 3 o'clock. So enjoy yourself a nice New Year's Day brunch on that Saturday. And then enjoy some hockey at 3 in the afternoon on January 2nd in between the football games. So that is pretty much it for the show this week. This has been a crazy time to be a podcaster covering sports that aren't really happening because of COVID. So this is a little wild, but I hope you guys stick with us. Hope you guys really enjoy the show. Hope you had a great Christmas. Hope you have a great new year. Coach Dan, what you got a New Year's resolution? Figure that out yet?
No. Like a personal one or one for hockey?
I don't know.
Personal one would be keeping up exercising like I've been doing while I've been on winter break. One for the Caps, stop getting COVID. Get healthy.
One for the Caps, win the Stanley Cup. I think that's a good New Year's resolution.
I'll take that.
I think that's what we should do. All right. Well, hey, that's it for the show this week. Everybody, say it loud, say it proud. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.